This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for another episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm always enthused when it comes to being on the radio, no matter what the subject matter, but I really take care with the American Family Farmer show because I am an American Family Farmer, and this means so much to me and to you, obviously. I've got actually almost 200 affiliates over the last 3 years, got three more that signed up this past week. Thank you for being there and being interested in what's going on in the food. It's the farm and food. That's really what the focus is. Farm, farmers, and food. The American Family Farmer. The Family Farmer is my focus, and the businesses that are run by farmers and the locavores who support us and enjoy the food, the locally produced food, all natural, organic, however you want to label it, it really is the place to go. You want to wherever there's an opportunity to support your family farmer, whether it's for dairy or for produce, please help yourself. A lot of the good things going on a lot of farms around the country, new ways of using the land and making farms viable, because we really have to do that. Every week we produce a podcast out of the information, the conversations that we have on this program. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you will, for example, hear me in the current one speaking from the U.S. Hemp Growers Conference where I was last week. Morris Beagle, founder of We Are for Better Alternatives, which is a program that provides education and information about hemp to promote the industry and the benefits of the plant itself. What a fabulous! I mean, we all learned a whole lot. I actually made that the focus of the last two American Family Farmers, because there's so much there, so many ways to benefit, and there's so much ignorance about hemp. These stupid people who think, you know, there's a gateway drug or something. Do you realize how much good comes out of hemp? Whether it be clothing, rope, whether it be the oils that are great for your body inside and out, whether it be the food value of hemp. It's fabulous. It's a very valuable crop. So trying to dispel that information. We also have in the current podcast Samantha Walsh, who's a lobbyist for the hemp industry, CEO and co-founder of Tetra Public Affairs, which is a cannabis-centered consulting firm. So if you want to find out about her, you can go to samantha@tetrapublicaffairs.com. But there's just so much there, a lot of information. And that's really what we're about here, to provide you with information, solutions to problems, that sort of thing. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Wendy Johnson, who is from a farm in Iowa, has some very interesting thinking. And that's really what this, in being a good farmer today, involves physical work, but also you got to be smart. You got to think things through because there are lots and lots of challenges. And to that point, I want to start for a moment or two and think about how it is that you're buying things for yourself. Are you buying from other local producers of whatever it is? Do you, whether you're in the Midwest, whether you're on the East Coast, Southeast, Northwest, wherever you are, wherever your farm is, are you supporting the local people that support you? Are you going to the local hardware store instead of the Home Depot? Are you going to the local drugstore instead of the Walgreens? I mean, frankly, it's a challenge in many of the populated parts of our country to even find a local grocery store or a local drugstore or a local hardware store. But when you're in the Midwest or you're in farm areas, farm country, much easier. If Walmart hasn't come in and ruined the business for all the locals, it has been, it's my experience anyway, going to school in Ohio and paying attention to a lot of the folks that carry my various radio programs that are family-oriented, that are farm-centric, because they hear me talking about what really is essentially an American value. A core American value is understanding what goes on the farm and supporting what goes on the farm. So when I'm looking at how I got some catalogs this week, and I'm looking at buying seeds, I need to replant 40, 50 acres of hay field. So I'm trying to find the best. And I normally buy from the same people, but I'm looking around at other sources because I really want to have what amounts to organic seeds for the hay that I'm going to grow. So I'm looking online, then sort of thinking, all right, there's a local guy that I can go to in a town about 40 miles from here. Do I want to drive there and pick up my seeds, or do I want to have them shipped to me by the big company in Pennsylvania? So I decided I'm going to do both. I'm going to go to the local warehouse in a couple of weeks and buy the seed before it's all gone, because that'll it's like fertilizer. Can you find it when you want it? If you need it in June or July? Not most of the time you can. So in this circumstance, this is the time of year to be buying all of your seeds if you haven't already bought them. I was talking to my friend that runs the, I've always called them truck farms, the produce farm in my area, and they've set out their seeds. Tomato seeds are starting to grow. The stuff that they put out and have it ready to stick in the ground. In some cases, they have hydroponics. So they're growing seeds that they'll plant in the ground in May, but they also get a start on things early by using a greenhouse that they have, heat it, and put the plants that hang into the water the hydroponic way. So it's exciting to see all that stuff. And they buy everything locally. And there's a few source outfits in New England you can buy from. But wherever you are, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to underscore the need, the desire, the urging that I have to, instead of making it easy, like a lot of us do, you get on their web and you order things on the web and it gets shipped to you. Try to think about what the local ag, I mean, you're an ag retailer. So when you think about what ag retail was like 20 years ago, whether people coming to your farm for milk or whether they're coming to farm for produce, think about what it was 20 years ago and how easy it was, or it was easier to get clientele. And now it's very difficult because all the big stores say, well, we've got locally produced this, that, and the other thing. And that may be true, but that still doesn't help because they're selling wholesale to that store so that the store can sell it at retail. Why not sell all that you make, or as much as you can, at retail at your farm? That's all I'm underscoring here. Think about how you're going to promote using e-commerce, ag retail, use technology. You have a big farm, a small farm, doesn't make any difference. You got young people working there. You got folks that have been around the farm business, farm economy for a long, long time. It's certain that e-commerce is going to gain a foothold in ag retail. It really is. No question about that. You can see all of the things. What is Kara Schillen, who's in my studio in the main studio in Washington? What is it that Victoria uses? Isn't it? There's a delivery, a food delivery service. There's a bunch of them.
Amazon Fresh.
I think she has Amazon Fresh,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what we're competing with. So I just try to point out some things where we can help each other. That's what we're all about here. In a moment, Wendy Johnson joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 4:15.
Hey, guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Natural Health Solutions with Chris and Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Great, Chris.
Now, you're the CEO of GetTheTea.com, right?
Yes, I am.
What is GetTheTea.com? I mean, is this tea you buy in a store?
Well, no, it's not. Life Change Tea is just that, life-changing. Life Change Tea is an herbal tea that gently cleanses your body from intruders.
What do you mean by intruders?
Well, intruders are toxins, chemicals, GMOs, heavy metals, and more. They're in our food, in our water, in our air we breathe.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
And Life Change Tea will help you with removing these, as you say, intruders?
That's right, Chris.
Are there side effects with this tea?
Well, you might lose a little weight. When you clean your colon, you lose weight, you feel better, and you have more energy.
Wow. Ronnie, where can people purchase Life Change Tea?
Oh, that's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Ronnie, I want to thank you for being on the show. People, don't forget, GetTheTea.com.
All right, let's get to our conversation of the week with Wendy Johnson, who is a farmer from Charles City, Iowa. She was born on the farm. Wendy, were you born on that farm, or did you move from one farm to another?
I was born on a farm about 2 miles from where I live right now.
Uh-huh. So you're like me.
Pretty close.
I have not owned a house or lived anywhere permanently outside of the quarter mile area that I've been in for all of my life. So you have done the same thing. What's the plus and the minus of that? You're where you grew up. Is it good because you know everybody and your family knows everybody? Has that helped you?
I kind of have a different situation, though. You know, I grew up there, but I moved away when I was 18. And then I moved back to this area 18 years later. So there was kind of a pause, you know, between the times I was living here as a teenager versus, you know, living here as an adult. So there's some good and bad to that. I think maybe some people think I'm still that, you know, that
the kid next door,
teenager.
Yeah.
I've actually had some other experiences in my life, and I'm probably quite a bit different than I was when I was a teenager. So
yeah, well, isn't that true of all of us? I can say that in terms of my own experience. I'm glad you're telling that story because it gives me a little chance to review myself, thinking about who I grew up around, the farmers that were influences on me. One man was like my second father, and he was a very sensitive, sweet man, taught me a lot about the cows, and I loved him and loved it. I think that's why I loved the cows as much as I did, because of what he influenced me to think, whereby then I think about the other fellow who was down the street from him who had the produce farm, and man, was I scared of him. So we probably all grow, and at my age, I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be afraid of anybody anymore. But you know, you have those things. So, what did you like best about where you grew up?
Boy, I liked being close to my grandparents because the farm I live on now is actually my grandparents' farm.
Yep.
And so I have really great childhood memories of coming to visit this farm and my grandparents and spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
And that's a highlight. Growing up in a small town in a very rural area was kind of, I couldn't wait to leave. When I think about memories as a child, I guess I just enjoyed being outside all the time, and that was part of being a farm girl and living in rural America, is just being outside, snow, below freezing, hot, 100-plus days, humidity, you know, any kind of weather. It was just nice to be outside to play.
Yeah. Well, you can have all that stuff. I never liked the cold weather. As I've been fortunate to escape it for the last 30 years in the wintertime. It doesn't do that part of it, never. But this time of year, as I'm spending a lot of time in California, I'm thinking, okay, I bought my seeds. I'm ready to go. We get excited. You know, for people who are on the farm, this may be more exciting. Most people get excited about the coming spring, but more of us who are on the farm get excited, even though you talk lovingly about snow and cold. You can have all that. You can keep it. But then we know that there's a thaw coming and that there are things we can see the stuff grow. And that's an exciting thing. So I want to talk about you and your husband's collaboration on the farm in Charles City, Iowa. It's called Joya Food Farm, J-O-I-A, foodfarm.com. Go to their website, 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Keep your motor running, 23 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Wendy Johnson from Joya Food Farm in Iowa. So she's told us the story about where she came from. I just anecdotally, as I listen to you, sometimes I compare with people who are telling the story so we can all identify with you and your situation. I thought it was very important for me to get away from my family as well. I grew up in Massachusetts. And I couldn't wait to get to Ohio to go to school. And what I ended up doing was working on a dairy farm and a bull farm while I was a college student. And it gave me the opportunity to see farming a little differently than what I had grown up around, because every region has different ways of doing things. So I got my start in radio and continued my interest in the farm when I was in college. It sounds like you had a pretty good college experience. You met your husband, right, when you went to school?
No, I actually didn't meet him for a ways later. So,
oh, I thought you did, really?
No, ah. I went to school in Minnesota, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and that's where I met him quite a few years later. Yeah.
What did you do in Los Angeles?
I moved there to work as a stylist for television and film, and
really?
I ended up not really enjoying that occupation. I just felt like I needed something a little bit more substantial that I could feel really good about.
Yeah.
So I changed careers, but in the meantime, after I had moved to Brazil for some time, and then I moved back to Long Beach, California, actually, and then that's where I had met him. So
well. What is the old thing about you can't keep them down on the farm after they've seen the big city? I don't think that that's true at all. I think many of us that live part-time in the big city, I've had it because I have a part-time home in Los Angeles, and it's I like it there a lot. My children are there, but I don't. It's not the farm. I don't want to, you know, people have said, why don't you go move to California where your children are? I don't want to. I don't like, I don't want to be there. I want to be on the farm.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for the suggestion, but I would rather be here. So what did your husband know about farming?
Absolutely nothing. He had never been east of Las Vegas. So
really?
Kind of a, he had, his diet was so different than mine, and it was just kind of an eye-opener, I think, for him when he moved to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. So how is he a partner on the farm with you? Did you make a farmer out of him?
Yes, I did. It's pretty amazing. He is a success story. He has really taken, animals have been his forte, and so we took a course on holistic management. I don't know if you've ever read that book by Alan Savory, but
I have not.
The emphasis is to, you know, do what is what you're good at and embrace those things and maybe move away from the things that maybe you're not so good at or hire them out or whatnot. And so he's really, my husband Johnny's really embraced animals, and so that is his job or forte on the farm, and that's what he really enjoys to do. So he's our herdsman slash animal caregiver, I guess.
All right. So you made a big leap. This is, I'm aiming this at a lot of people who are younger who are thinking about the same thing. I have a lot of younger farmers on the program because they have tended to find solutions to many of the problems that we are all facing being on the farm. But in training or getting him to find his legs, if you will, on the farm, did you have to teach him? Did he learn by doing? How did he learn to become a farmer?
Learn by doing. It's all experiential. And it is for me, too. It's not like it was an intrinsic thing. Mm-hmm. Mentorships are really important. Having a mentor or several mentors, going to conferences, learning about this type of agriculture, that's all important.
It's the new world order, man. It's the new world order of farming, and there's no getting away from it. And it's probably a good thing for many of us to understand. All right, hold on a second. Wendy Johnson, we continue with a focus on what she and her husband have done and how they've done it on the Joya Food Farm at joyafoodfarm.com.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to Comscore total visits.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Luke Bryan helps to get us into the focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're hearing the story of the Joya Food Farm, a website, joiafoodfarm.com. Wendy Johnson and her husband have taken her grandfather's farm and made it a diverse sort of livestock and organic crop farm. They sell to their local communities what they raise on the farm. So how broad is your market and how much competition is there for Wendy and Johnny? Your daughter is how? She's five, so she's not helping you yet, right?
That's her first job, so she has started a little bit.
Okay, good. All right. So what is the market like here? This is a town that is, I'm guessing by looking at the circumstances, that this is not a big community. So how do you spread your produce and sell it? Is it all retail, or do you do some wholesale? What do you do?
we have to do a mix. So it's retail, wholesale, some to restaurants. So it goes probably all across Iowa. And there are a handful of aggregators, distributors that ship things, from, let's say, Des Moines to Omaha or from Twin Cities to Iowa City. You know, there's some different trucks that move food here and there, but really our main focus is 45 to 100 miles radius for us.
Mm-hmm. And how do people know you're there?
Well, that's a good question. Marketing is always kind of a difficult thing, but so we have a website, we have Instagram, we're on Facebook. So we try the social media route. We're updating our website so that we can have people order online. We can ship to our products are the majority of them are USDA processed, so we can ship them across state lines. So just trying to get, we have buying clubs also, so we're just trying to get the word out is probably the most difficult part of the marketing thing.
Yeah. And what do you like best about the circumstances? I mean, there have to be other farmers around that are doing what you're doing, because you're in a farm area. So, are they doing the same sorts of things? Are you learning with each other? Are you cooperative with each other?
You know, we're kind of living in an area that is the majority of farmers are very industrialized. So the type of farm that we have, a very diverse livestock and organic crop farm, is unusual, you know, in our area. But there are more and more farms popping up that want to raise, you know, 3 to 4 sows or a 6 head of cattle or, you know, and sell them to the local market. And so I think it's kind of a new thing, and we're kind of trying to feel it all out of where we can sell our products. And I think collaboration is going to have to be the key eventually when more and more farmers start to diversify, which I am hopeful that they will. So.
Yeah, I think that is important. What sort of problems are you not, in terms of dairy, you're talking, I'm looking at the livestock, and the things that you're doing there, your husband's the herdsman. Are you getting anywhere with dairy, any traction at all? It's so tough to do that anywhere in the country now.
Absolutely. It is difficult, but we are not in dairy. We would love to collaborate with the dairy down the road. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. The positive thing is that, I don't know if you've heard of Organic Valley, but they're a cooperative, a dairy cooperative, and there are several dairies in northeast Iowa that are part of that cooperative. So they do exist, and Wisconsin isn't very close, isn't that far away, and that's where Organic Valley is based. And so there's more as that cooperative grows, they invite more dairies into that. So they just haven't reached this far west, I guess.
So in the gold department, you've described the farm well and where you are now. How much land, by the way, you're on your grandfather's farm, how much land is there?
We are renting 50 acres, and then our family farm is around 1,000.
All right. So the 50 acres is yours to use. Is it likely that when your father decides he doesn't want to farm anymore, that you're going to get the rest of the 1,000 acres?
That's a possibility. I have an older sister who lives out in Los Angeles, and so most likely it'll be, you know, split. I'd love the opportunity to be able to rent her acres if that ever comes to be. But, yeah, we're moving in a direction where he's looking at, we're transitioning some management to me. Of his farm,
yeah.
And my vision for the big farm is a little different, and so we have to communicate a lot, and we end up kind of meeting in the middle.
Well, that's the best way. As always, I was describing earlier on another program how you make a deal. There's the left, there's the right, there's this number, there's that number, and somewhere in the middle is something hopefully most reasonable people can agree to.
Yeah.
So You know what? I think what we're having, the East Coast where my farm is, has to focus on other things other than just growing because we don't have enough land. I use about 800 acres of land on my operation because I need it to grow hay and corn and stuff for the cows. But I also am now selling a lot of hay, and there are fewer and fewer fields, and there are fewer and fewer people doing it. So it's an okay business. Fortunately, I don't have to make a living at it because it's my avocation. This is where I make my living. But still, I want to be practical and sound in my working with the farm, and I have lots of collaborative work with other people because I find we can't do it. I help the produce guy. He helps me. We use the same land, that kind of stuff, which didn't, well, I shouldn't say that wasn't the way it was growing up. We were the same families were working with each other, just sort of a different way. It sort of changed because now I'm the heavy and he's lighter, whereas his folks were heavy and the people I was with were lighter. Do you know what I mean? It just, mm-hmm. The reality has changed around. But there is much interest in our community. People want to come to the farm. They want to see the cows. They want to go to the other farm. They want to go pick the vegetables. They want to maybe get on a tractor or something. Can you do that in Charles City, Iowa? Is it practical?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we really invite people to come out to the farm to do that. But what I think what's different with maybe where you're from and here is that this is all rural. I mean, we don't have a town larger than Des Moines, Iowa, which no. I don't know how big cities are in
well, I know Des Moines. This program is on a station, and my morning program is on a station in Des Moines. And I have some friends that live and not far from you, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I've been on I'm on Boone, Iowa, the three or four cities in Iowa that I'm heard, and I've been there, and I actually like the feel. It's just too damn cold in the winter. But other than that, it's a great place to farm, really.
Yeah, yeah. So we definitely invite people to come out to the farm to visit, and even in these small rural communities, many people have not left, the outskirts of the city to go to a farm or ever been invited to a farm to see where food comes from.
Yeah.
And so we invite people to come out all the time. It's a good experience.
All right. So you're raising your daughter on the farm. You're a mother and a farmer. And she's old enough to understand what happens to the pigs and the lambs and the things that you're raising. So how do you do in that circumstance? Because you talk about that on your website.
Yeah, we just want to be as transparent as possible. And, I've been vegan. I've been vegetarian before, too. And I wanted to create a place, a farm where people who want to eat meat can eat responsible meat. Mm-hmm. And so that's, and I'm no longer vegetarian, but I do, before I became a farmer, I supported farms that raised their animals ethically, mm-hmm. and humanely. And so we wanted to offer that to people. And so we are animal welfare approved. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah,
called the Greener World.
Yeah.
And which they have a very nice set of standards that show that the animal is respected from beginning to end. And so with our daughter, she gets to see really where food comes from and how it's raised from beginning to end, and it's raised in a responsible manner. And I think that's a great learning opportunity for her, where maybe half the kids that she goes to school with, they just, their food comes from the store, and that's about all that they know about it.
Right, that's the problem. Yeah, nobody knows where the food comes from. I get that all the time. Oh, where's the milk come from? Oh, it comes from the store. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, hold on a second. I want to spend a few more minutes with you, Wendy. Wendy Johnson talking about what her experience is. A lot of inspirational activity here, and so I didn't really let her, and I want to spend a few minutes on her being a mom, but I sort of tied it to going to the slaughterhouse and stuff, and how do you tell your children about that? We'll continue. A lot of important information here on the American Family Farmer.
In today's automotive news, if you're in the market for a luxury car but want something that stands out from the crowd, BMW has the new 6 Series Gran Turismo. Under the sloping roof is a hidden hatch that gives you more space for all your things you need to haul. Under the hood, a 335-horsepower turbocharged 3-litre inline-six. It has all-wheel drive, gesture control, and a 10.3-inch touchscreen information system. It comes along with a very solid infotainment system, Apple CarPlay, and a panoramic sunroof. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We've all been there, waiting in line at airport security. But now, 3D scanners can help speed things up. Technology used in the medical field for years may soon revolutionize the screening of carry-on bags at airports. CT machines are being tested in Phoenix and Boston, allowing security screeners to rotate a 3D image of an object without opening the bag. Many airports have used CT machines for years, but the technology could become the new standard for carry-on bags. The clutter inside carry-on bags is part of what makes it difficult to identify suspicious items. The CT scanner provides 3D images so a screener can zoom in on an item or rotate that image for a closer look. So essentially, the cluttered bag can be digitally unpacked. Industry officials project that airport security checkpoint lines could be reduced by as much as 30% with this technology.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Couple of more minutes now here on the American Family Farmer with Wendy Johnson. Inspirational story. I didn't quite feel like you finished your discussion about being a mom and a farmer, putting them together, what you're teaching your daughter.
Well, it's I know starting out when we first had Vivian as a baby, we were trying to figure out, how are we going to do chores, and am I going to have to, you know. When you have a small child who runs around or is not running yet and you have to carry them around and you're working with some larger livestock and castrating and, you know, doing things like that, it can be a little dangerous. And as a new mom, you know, at that time I was concerned. But it really, learning from other farm moms, peers that I have, friends and peers, and seeing, you know, how they do it, put them on a backpack or, you know, just bring them with you wherever you go. It's just, you roll with it. And so that's what we ended up doing. And I think she experienced a lot from when she was an infant, even though she doesn't remember it. But, and now it's just about a balance game. Now she's at school, you know, three times a week, but she, you know, she's active in our garden. She already has her garden planned for this year and her seeds picked out, and she's just an active participant on the farm, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
I'm looking at a picture of you. You're on the cover of a book called Women and the Land, written by Barbara Hall. I would expect that a lot of people might go to find out. I think this is a very important aspect, by the way, number of women who are working. It isn't just a single family. It's not just a single person on the family running the farm these days. And it looks to me like you have it figured out, or you're well on the way to figuring it out. And that's part of the education, part of the inspiration here. So for those who are looking for, especially as women become more and more active, in my area, more women own farms than men. Frankly, and I think it's a great thing. It's kind of sexy in a maybe a strange way, but this is a good book, Women and the Land, and the story of the Joya Food Farm. So check that out online, joiafoodfarm.com. You will learn from that, as you do from hopefully most of our conversations here on the American Family Farmer. It's 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Big red moon in the sky. A lot of, this is a good time of year for good moons, as it were. So here we are on the American Family Farmer. This is the best program. A lot of people, it's very kind of you to say some of the things that you, those of you who listen, who come from the same sort of background as I do, you find the information refreshing and engaging, and that's really, if I can get that and give you tidbits here and there that are helpful, it's all I can ask for. One of the things that I don't discuss as much as I want, because it's frustrating for me as a dairy guy to see where the dairy business is going and lay the responsibility on the government and the huge agribusinesses that are just trying to put everybody out of business. And it's easier in dairy to do that than it is perhaps if you're growing produce. The thing that is most notable, and I want to encourage people, although it's hard to get beyond $14 milk when it costs you 10 bucks more a gallon, I'm sorry, a hundredweight to make this stuff. But the better the quality of the milk, the more chances you have of surviving. Most people know that. I learned it sort of the hard way. When I was selling into the pool and I couldn't make it, I decided, okay, I'm going to either get rid of the cows. Somebody talked me into selling raw milk. I was going to either sell a different kind of product, or I was going to get rid of the cows. And so I was prevailed upon to change the focus and sell raw milk. There were 26 dairies in Massachusetts selling raw milk at the time, and I thought, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. Took a lot of money, time, effort, persistence to get regulatory authority to say, yeah, okay, we'll allow you to this. We won't support you, but we'll allow you. And so the focus was on me getting to be a better dairy guy. And one of the things that, for whatever the reason, in my region, all through my life, there's been a mastitis problem. And so I learned how to deal with that much better. Mastitis, as you know, if you're a dairy person, is directly related to the quality of the milk. If you have a cow that has mastitis, it decreases milk quality and yield. It can really affect the future of the cow. And if you get it into the tank, it can affect how your milk is. If you have a problem, it gets into the tank and you've treated the cow, the whole load could be lost. And that's not, I had that happen to me once. and I don't recommend anybody go there. It was just carelessness on the part of the people who were milking, frankly. So you got to know your people and you got to know your cows. And if there's a question about the people and there's a question about the cow, don't use either one of them. That's my advice. It's hard to find people, I know, especially to work 7 days a week on a dairy farm. But if you don't have the right people who know what the heck they're doing, and part of it isn't just a mechanical thing. Part of it is the love of the cow, knowing the cow. How does the cow function? Like the good dairy operator, the good milker is a mechanic, much as anything else, pays attention to the animal and the well-being of the animal, feed-wise, health-wise, cleanliness-wise, all of that stuff. But also, you know, there's a certain romance. I know it sounds silly for me to say that, but there really is, I think, romancing the cow. Remember that? That could be a new movie. Remember Romancing the Stone? New movie time, Romancing the Cow. Yep. Also, on the serious side, the buildings that I used, how I cleaned them up, everything changes when you're selling raw milk. So if you're interested in finding a new market and your state allows it, that's where I'd go. I would go, if I were going to go back to milking, I would do the same thing I did before because it worked very, very well. I just stopped because it was just almost impossible for me to find help. And my life isn't such that I can do the milking every day. So you got to, you know, and if you have a larger farm, I just went by a place the other day that had 13,000 cows. Imagine that. I can't even begin. We milked at the end about 130 cows twice a day in a 34 stanchion barn. So it was a traditional, came in, you know, we have milking line, pipeline and stuff, but the cows were milked individually in a line. They were fed that way. And because, frankly, people say, why don't you do it the other way around? It's less expensive. But there was a tradition that went with it. The traditional New England farm doing it this way. I know most people don't do it anymore. Most people have a parlor. They got guys, they have robots, all of this sort of thing. But it still doesn't get beyond the people factor. You got to have people who can take care of the animals, make sure they're healthy, make sure the milk that's going into the tank is the quality that you want, because you can't send it down to the factory and cook everything out of it. You got to start with something that's really good. Somatic cell count's important. Everybody knows that, but I just think that the most important thing here is the animal and the way the people who are working with you and you treat that animal. For the quality of milk, got to have good, happy, contented cows. Where'd you hear that before? 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's Teen today at marchforbabies.org.